Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Well, I try to take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what, and to step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Women Show.
You're going to be in for a good ride. I don't think I would have any advice per se because I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it one way or another, good or bad.
I think it comes down to being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal because everything that happens to me happens to just basically everybody, especially women.
You're listening to The Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show. I'm so happy you're here, so thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is overcoming fear and seeking the life you want. And hopefully by the end of the show, you'll be inspired to take the steps you need to make the positive changes in your life that you've known you've needed to for a while, no matter how scary they may seem, and learn what you can do to create better systems and processes in your business and your life. My guest today is Kate Erickson, creator, engager, and implementer at Entrepreneur on Fire, a 7-day-a-week podcast that interviews entrepreneurs. Kate is also the host of Kate's Take, the Entrepreneur on Fire audio blog, and author of The Fire Path, a beginner's guide to growing your online business. Kate is passionate about helping entrepreneurs create freedom in their business and life through developing systems and processes that can help their business scale and grow. Today, I'm going to talk to Kate about overcoming fears about starting your business or moving it forward, how you can plan to make a successful career leap, and how to implement systems and processes in your business for greater efficiency and productivity. Does that sound cool? I actually met Kate at a conference for podcasting called Podcast Movement, and I heard her talk about creating systems for creating freedom, and I just thought, oh, wow, I need to have her on my podcast. So I'm so excited that she is able to join me. And also the free giveaway today is Kate's 3-step creating systems, creating freedom. And you can download it for free at wellwomanlife.com/010show. And I love this giveaway because it's a super straightforward introduction to Kate's 3-step process to creating efficiencies, reducing stress, and increasing outcomes. But before we get started, I want to thank our sponsor today, Leafy Greens. They provide seasonal cleanses and nutrition consultations, and I absolutely adore them. Leah is the owner, and she does a wonderful 21-day cleanse that literally changed my life a couple of years ago. You can visit wellwomanlife.com/leafygreens to sign up for the cleanse and get a 10% Well Woman discount. Now for my interview with Kate Erickson. Hi, Kate. I am so excited to have you join me today.
I'm super excited to be here, Giovanna. Thank you so much for having me on.
Kate, tell me what you're working on right now and how it impacts women's lives and well-being.
Well, you know, a lot of what I talk about through the business that I run with my partner, John Lee Dumas, we have a 7-day-a-week business podcast that focuses on helping people become entrepreneurs. And what I focus on most is creating content through the blog and through my own podcast called Kate's Take that helps business owners really understand the mechanics of running a business, I guess. I share a lot of behind the scenes actual steps and things that you can do today to move forward in your business, grow your business, whatever that might be. But recently, I've really found a tipping point with my audience and those who follow both John and myself, and that's around mindset. And so I think probably the biggest impact I'm making today is when I'm able to provide content around kind of like mindset and believing in yourself, not letting fear hold you back from really making the impact you know you can make, And in my experience, I've certainly struggled with this myself. And so I think that a lot of women are able to connect with not just the fact that I'm the one talking about it instead of a male figure. But, you know, I think that there are a lot of commonalities in what I've experienced and what other women experience too, just from our, you know, culture and how we're brought up, how we're raised, what we're raised to kind of believe is the norm and all that stuff. So I think the content that I create around mindset, sharing my story and how I've overcome some of those things, has really made a big impact, and I'm really excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Because I know you also do a lot of work on systems, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But yes, just to continue your the point about mindset, can you tell us your story? Like, my question was going to be, describe a time in your life when you didn't put yourself first, when you weren't taking care of yourself the way you probably know you need to now. And that has a lot to do with mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. I think probably the first time I can think of this, and this is kind of related back to, I'll just dive into the story and we'll take it where it goes. But okay. So I was working in corporate America, and I was working in a human resources department at a bank, and I'd been there for 3.5 years. I was in a very low level administrative position. I had never gotten a promotion or given many additional responsibilities. And when I was given additional responsibilities, it wasn't along with like some type of raise or something like that. So looking back, I was in very much a position of just kind of like rolling with that and accepting it. Even though it made me very frustrated and I was sad about it, I would get angry. I was very resentful towards like upper management that, you know, I was working so, so hard, but I didn't feel like I was being recognized for that. Mm. And there came a point after about 3.5 years that I was offered a promotion. And, you know, my boss had said, we just kind of have to go through the process here, go through the movements for you to apply and be interviewed, just so that we can show that there wasn't favoritism. You know, we have to interview other people who are applying for this. And I was like, okay, I get that. That's fine. I had basically arranged like my life around getting this promotion. It was going to take me to a different city. Mm-hmm. And I was really excited about that. I almost viewed this as like the next step in my life and my career. Like I was finally getting this opportunity to use my skills the way that I knew I could. And to me, the recognition and the title and the raise was really important to me. I really valued that. And so the time came when I thought I was getting a call to get my offer letter and, you know, be promoted. And instead, the hiring manager told me that they hired outside the company for the position.
Oh my gosh. That must have been shocking and devastating.
It was all of those things and so much more. I was so defeated, so disappointed. And it was honestly a point in my life where I just felt like I'd been knocked down too many times.
Yeah.
That was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back for me. Mm. And the day that that happened, I told myself that I wasn't going to stay in that job anymore, that I wasn't going to continue working so hard and doing everything that everyone was telling me to do only to not be recognized for it. And more importantly, the mindset shift that I had that day, and what I talk about a lot through my content and what I share with others, is that I realized that I was waiting for somebody else to give me something. And I was feeling like people owed me something, mm-hmm. that, you know, all I needed to do was follow instructions and continue doing what everyone was telling me to do, and that they would give me something in return. And I realized that day that's not the way it works, that somebody else isn't going to give me what I want. Somebody else is not going to create the life for me that I want to live. And so I get so worked up talking about this.
Yeah.
that was one of the very first major mindset shifts I would say I've had in my life. And I was 25 at the time, I believe.
Wow.
So I'm really I'm really so grateful for that day. Looking back on it, you know, that day was really difficult for me, but finally realizing that I needed to take control and that I needed to start taking ownership of what I was creating in my life was huge for me.
That's so big. I mean, as you're talking, I'm thinking, sitting here thinking, you know, I've had those times in my life, and I'm sure listeners have too, can totally relate. And all I can think is it's just all about giving away our power. Mm-hmm. Because when you rely on someone else to give you what you need, you're completely giving away your power. You're not holding your power and taking responsibility and taking ownership. It's like you're waiting for someone else to give you that power and or that job or that whatever thing, and to have that realization that you don't need to do that is huge. It's funny though, because sometimes it takes something really horrible happening before you can realize.
Yeah. And you know, I hear that a lot. I really think that as powerful as hearing some of these stories can be, and as powerful as like what you just said, Giovanna, is, I really think that to make a lasting change, you almost need to experience that like jolt or that, you know, smack in the face or whatever you want to call it. That's certainly been the case for me. I can point to the mindset shifts that I've had in my life and how I've gotten myself to where I am today. And every single one of them stems back to something like that. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of the times and this is what I told myself too, I would listen to other people's stories and I think, I don't really have a story to tell. Like, I was brought up really well. My parents were amazing. I had a ton of support in my family. I didn't go through like any of these tragic situations right. That I would hear people talk about. But it doesn't have to be tragic in that sense. Like for me, not getting that promotion, that was kind of tragic for me, because I had built up all this hope and I was desperate for that.
Right.
And so I think that if we take a step back and really recognize that it doesn't have to, like, even if we don't feel like we have a story to tell or those moments to point to, we do. We just need to give ourselves space to find them.
We do. We all have those stories, and it's all relative, right? So that was a huge deal to you, whereas someone else's story is about, you know, growing up on the streets and like getting into drugs or whatever, and that's a huge deal for them. I love that you're pointing that out, that we all have a story to tell, and it's about finding that story and telling it. You know, I just heard Brian Smith from the UGG Boots founder talk, and he said the most disappointing disappointment is often your biggest blessing.
I love that.
I love that. I mean, that's what happened to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's powerful.
So, Kate, when did you know that you had this moment, this, you know, that you just described your story. What did you do next? I mean, how did you take that and turn things around? And obviously now you're a very successful entrepreneur. And what happened there?
So it was a long road. It definitely didn't happen overnight. You know, luckily I had that experience, and I did decide that day, I'm done. I'm not going to stay here and wait for someone else to give me what I want to see in my life. That said, I did stay at that job for another 6 or 7 months, because I knew that in order to start creating what I wanted to see in my life, I couldn't just quit my job. Mm-hmm. I needed to pay my rent. I needed to pay my bills. I had student loans. So I started making a plan for myself, and that was probably the first time in my life that I actually took a lot more seriously the fact that what I'm doing every day is contributing to what my future becomes. And I don't think I had ever recognized that or taken that seriously. Mm. I thought that, you know, this routine of waking up, going to my job, coming home, eating dinner, going to bed, waking up, going to my job, coming home, eating dinner, that like that was what life was. And that, when I realized that life can be so much more than that, and that, you know, these days when I'm telling myself like, I wish so badly that I didn't have to go to my boss to get travel time approved. Like, I just want to go see and experience things, and I'm being caged by my 2 weeks of vacation and if it's a good time for the department or not and all these other things. You know, I realized that if I wanted to start seeing those things in my life, I could create them, but it was going to take a lot of discipline and hard work. So I spent the next 7 months budgeting, paying off all my debt, starting to save money for really the first time in my life. And I started kind of creating a side business. I started thinking about what it is that I would want to do if I wasn't at a job. And, you know, that took a lot of hard work too, because I did not grow up an entrepreneur. I did not grow up thinking like I'm going to own my own business one day. Like, I didn't even really know that that was a possibility. So there's a lot of research and patience involved in kind of teaching myself what that was all about. So those 7 months was really putting a plan in place so that when I did quit my job, I'd have the financial stability to potentially not make any money for, you know, 6 to 8 months.
Yeah. And so you created freedom for yourself. I mean, that's what being an entrepreneur is. You don't have to request travel time anymore and those kinds of things. But with that freedom comes a lot of responsibility and a lot of work. And I know from being a business owner myself that you have to create systems in order to really benefit from that freedom, right? Huge. And I know that's something that you do a lot. Can you tell us, talk to us a little bit about your systems building and give us some tips?
Yeah, so I really kind of discovered the power of systems when John Lee and I started working together on the business that we run today, Entrepreneur on Fire. And I saw that, you know, John was so good at coming up with these ideas, and he had, you know, these big visions for where we were headed and what it was that we were going to provide for our audience. And, you know, he started talking about all this stuff, but I'm like, okay, this all sounds amazing and I'm on board with all of this. And, you know, I want to provide this value to our audience, but I needed to kind of like take a step back and figure out how we were going to do that. Because once you have this big idea or this vision of what it is that you want to create, you need to take a step back and, you know, if this is not what you are personally best at, hopefully, you know, you can find somebody to help you with that aspect of your business. Lucky for myself and John, you know, I was that person. And so me coming on board and kind of managing the system side of the business was really huge for us. It takes a ton of time to build systems, but it's literally one step at a time. So for anybody who's looking to create systems in their business or even in their life, you know, I use this exact same framework for my personal life.
Yeah, that's cool, because I think it applies to everybody with whatever they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be with your workouts, with your eating, with spending, you know, making sure that you're setting aside time to spend with your family and your loved ones and your friends. The framework really works for anything. For business specifically, I break it down into three core steps. And the first step is just identifying what it is that you work on every single day. I call it taking inventory. And the exercise that I follow is like having a sheet of paper or a notebook or something that you let follow you around for 1 week. And during that week, write down in each day what it is that you're working on. Because then by the end of the week, you're going to have a much clearer picture of what you're actually spending your time doing. And it's also going to allow you to kind of start to categorize the tasks and the projects that you have into things like, you know, these are all the things that I do daily. These are all the things that I do weekly. These are all the things that I do monthly. So that would be the first step. The second step is actually starting to create a system for each of those things that you do. So if you find that every single day you're going onto social media and posting your social media posts, like the second step would be to write out all the individual things you do when you do that. So, you know, curating content or coming up with an image that you're going to use or deciding which of your blog posts or your podcast episodes you're going to share. So those would be each of the individual steps that you do every time. And then the third step would be that's when you get to create efficiencies. The third step is creating efficiencies. And in order to do that, you take each of the individual steps that you wrote down, and you're either going to automate, delegate, or batch those steps. So automation would be anything that you can use some type of software or tool to help you manage it. Mm-hmm. Delegate would be if you have a virtual team member or a contractor or somebody that's helping you with that specific space in your business, like what are the items that you can delegate? And batching would be the stuff that's that requires you, because there are certainly a ton of things in our business that do require us. But through batching, which is just taking like tasks and doing them all at the same time versus spreading them out over multiple days, we can save a ton of time when we batch things, because we don't have context switching where we're moving from, like, you know, writing to recording a podcast to doing a video. If we do it all at the same time, we're going to save ourselves a ton of time.
Mm. Love that. Okay. So take inventory, create systems for each thing, and then create efficiencies. And yeah. I know you presented this at a conference I was at last year. And so I am going to share that, that I think you said I could share that presentation with the listeners. So I'm going to, I'll do that.
Absolutely. Cool.
That's fantastic. Okay. We're going into our last short segment here called Superpowers for Success. And I want to ask you a few quick questions. The first one is just, what does success in life mean for you?
Success in life for me means that every day I'm in control of my schedule, and I'm waking up and only working on the things that I actually want to do, and only spending time with the people and surrounding myself with those people who I want, not doing anything out of necessity.
Mm, love it. So lots of freedom and choice. Yes. Yeah. When did you know you were really good at what you do, Kate? When did it click and you were like, oh my gosh, I'm kind of awesome at this. I kind of rock at this.
It took me a while to get there, actually. So I started working on the EO Fire team in April of 2013. And I would say it was probably around January of 2015 that it finally clicked for me. And I thought, wow, systems is what I'm best at. Like, this is where I can add the most value to our business. So it took some time.
Hmm. It sounds like you needed to see some successes in the business before you were convinced that you're good at it.
Yeah, I think that's really important to get that, like, confirmation almost. It really helps build the motivation and the momentum for you to say, to continue growing on it.
Mm. And for listeners, it's important to not think that you have to reach $1 million to think you're successful, but to maybe set smaller, achievable goals so that you can feel that success and then get, you know, grow that confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about the baby steps.
Yeah. And then describe one personal habit that contributes to your well-being.
I would say working out every day. I always try and get in either a run or like a high intensity workout. I'm a very active person, and I really think that that helps me stay energized and feeling good, which then, you know, kind of leaks into every other area of my life in a really good way.
Mm. And I think I saw or read something that you quit your gym and now you're just working out like outside.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Which has felt so great.
Well, and it's so great because you don't need money to go, you know, buy a gym membership. You can literally just go outside and do stuff.
So true. Yep.
Okay. And then what superpower did you discover you had, Kate, only to realize that it was there all the time?
You know, I don't mean to like keep circling back to this, but systems was definitely one of those things for me. I mean, once I realized that that's what I was best at, like I started kind of looking back at what I really liked in school, how I was just at home, what I contributed to the jobs that I had. And it always came back to like this very strong foundation and being able to plan and kind of see the big picture and actually implement the steps that I knew needed to be taken in order to bring, you know, a project from nothing to completion, or you know, a reorganization or whatever it might be. You know, I was really good at creating that plan and following the steps and really having like attention to detail and all that kind of stuff. And it all wraps up into systems.
Mm. Okay. And how do you handle being derailed? Like, everything is going along, you've got your systems, you know, you're this awesome entrepreneur. But something happens either personally or professionally, and it just is like a punch in the stomach. How do you get back up from that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's really tough. And it's something that we're all going to experience at one point or another, hopefully not too often. But, you know, I believe in following your gut. And there have been times when I've been knocked down and it's maybe taken me out of the game for a day. There have been times when I've been knocked down and 5 minutes later, I'm back up and I'm ready to go. So, you know, depending on the situation, if you feel it's really something that mentally and physically and emotionally that you really do need to take a extended step back, maybe for a day or so, you know, I would take that time, because sometimes that's what we need, is to take a step back. But in the case that, you know, it's something that really hurts you, but not so much that you feel like you're taken out of the game for it, like, and really in either situation, I think it's really important to go back to why it is that you're doing what you're doing. And for me, like when I get knocked down and I get frustrated by something, or I've been working really, really hard on something only to find out that it's just not going to work, I'm not going to let that sunk cost bias, you know, thinking like, oh, I've put all this time into it, so I have to finish it, or it has to be a success. Like, I've learned to let go of that, because all I'm going to do is waste more time thinking that way.
Yeah.
And if we can get ourselves back on track, working on things that are going to move us forward and that are going to make an impact, then I think that's a great place to keep your mind, because when you remember why you're doing what you're doing, you're not going to want to be out of the game for a day. If your why is strong, you're not going to want that.
Yeah. I mean, I like that. I think it is important to listen to ourselves and take the time we need to recover, if it's 5 minutes or an hour or 3 hours or a day, you know, depending on what the situation is, but not let it completely derail us and undo all of the good mindset work we've been doing, right? Because if you just let that completely derail you, you can be back at zero.
Absolutely.
So, okay, last quick question here is, what advice would you give your younger self, like 10, 15 years ago?
Oh, so much. I think probably the biggest thing would be to stop letting fear control my actions. I did that for such a long time. You know, if I was scared of something, I would think that that meant I shouldn't do it. And so every time I felt fear, or I was embarrassed, or I was scared of the outcome, or I didn't know what the outcome was going to be, I let those feelings control what I would do in those situations. And looking back, every single one of those situations were all the things that were holding me back from doing exactly what I wanted to do. Mm. So not letting fear control my actions is a really big one.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, and where can people find out more about your new work that you're doing on mindset?
I would point people towards one of the foundational posts that I wrote about mindset and kind of how to overcome this fear that we all feel. It's just over at eofire.com/mindset.
Okay.
And that will lead you to the blog where you can do searches for other like content there.
Okay, great. And we'll link to it also in our show notes and everything. So awesome. Thank you so much, Kate, for being on the show today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you, Giovanna. I really enjoyed chatting with you.
That's it for our show today. I've been speaking with Kate Erickson, creator, engager, and implementer at Entrepreneur on Fire, host of Kate's Take, the Entrepreneur on Fire audio blog, and author of The Fire Path, A Beginner's Guide to Growing Your Online Business. I spoke to Kate about overcoming fears about starting your business or moving it forward, how you can plan to make a successful career leap, and how to implement systems and processes in your business for greater efficiency and productivity. You can get Kate's 3-step Creating Systems, Creating Freedom. It's a free PDF. You can get it at wellwomanlife.com/010show. Our monthly live event, Well Woman Drinks, brings women together to share our successes and challenges as women leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, and all the other roles we carry. If you'd like to attend a Well Woman Drinks near you, or if there isn't one in your city yet and you'd like to apply to start one, email me at info@wellwomanlife.com. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment and subscribe to the show in iTunes and leave a review. This helps raise visibility, which is super helpful when it comes to producing the show every week. You can also continue the conversation in the Well Woman Life community group at facebook.com/groups/wellwomanlifecommunity. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you are listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Well Woman Life. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.